Texas AG declares annual holiday after SCOTUS overturns Roe v. Wade. By Amy Furr on June 24, 2022. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced an annual holiday in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade on Friday, Newsmax reported. SCOTUS just overruled Roe and Casey, ending one of the most morally and legally corrupt eras in U.S. history. Praise the Lord, Paxton wrote in a social media post. Abortion is now illegal in Texas. And today I'm closing my office, and making it an annual holiday. As a memorial to the 70 million lives lost BC of abortion, he concluded. On Friday, the United States Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade and held in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not provide a right to abortion, returning the issue to the states, according to Breitbart News. Roe was handed down in 1973 in a 7-2 decision, holding that the U.S. Constitution includes a constitutional right to abortion, despite the fact that abortion is not found in the text, structure, or history of the Constitution, and the nation went more than 180 years without ever noticing it existed. It has been one of the most divisive legal issues in American history. Meanwhile, pro-life citizens came together outside the Supreme Court to celebrate the decision. Photos showed the smiling crowd holding signs that had phrases such as "I am the post-Roe generation" printed on them. According to Breitbart News, the 5-4 majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito states, "Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return the authority to the people and their elected representatives." In a social media post on Friday, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott highlighted the Supreme Court's decision, writing, "Texas is a pro-life state. We will always fight to save every child from the ravages of abortion," he concluded.